Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Monday morning, here we are, Feet to the Fire, with your host, Sergio Faso. Welcome to a new week. We are picking up again with Monday Follies. Now, I don't always do this, but when I do Friday Follies, sometimes all of the nonsense in the news just spills over. I don't get to all the items, and I got to pick up on Monday and round it out. So I want to get to some of these crazy stories from last week. Jumping right in, this from Fox News. Marine Corps, the U.S. Marine Corps, the greatest fighting forces the world has ever seen, offers $144,000 salary for, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion advisor. This is what's happening to the U.S. military. And why do I tell you these news reports? Because it gives you a picture of the prevailing philosophy in America, in liberalism, in the West, the anti-Christian, deconstructive philosophy. This is feminizing our military. This is neutering our military. We don't need equity and inclusion advisors in the military, and that's just a veiled language for pro-LGBT, whatever. I don't even like using that acronym. It's ridiculous. It's pro-sexual perversion in the military. It's pro-social justice in the military, pro-feminism. That's what all that means. And that's not what we need in the military. We need rank-and-file soldiers and officers who are trained in killing and defeating the enemy. The article goes on. Advisors' duties include shifting the USMC, United States Marine Corps, shifting the Marine Corps' cultural paradigm for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Shifting the paradigm from what? Killing the bad guys? This is the U.S. Marine Corps that has led the world in defeating evil, storming the shores of Normandy to beat back the Nazis. In my generation, winning in Desert Storm in Iraq. I mean, these are the heroes, and now we want to shift the cultural paradigm. Listen to all these. This is all academic fluff speech. Means nothing. Empty speech. Empty words. You notice it everywhere whenever you listen to these leftists and these thinkers on the left talk. It's all empty fluff speech. Shift the USMC's cultural paradigm into diversity. This is a sad day. All right. Red State says this. Leaders at one of America's largest investment firms must now get approval to hire white men. State Street Global Advisors, actually one of the world's largest investment companies, has announced that henceforth its leaders will need permission to hire white men as part of the company's new diversity hiring initiative. Everything's diversity. Look, guys, you have to hear these buzzwords, and it should trigger the thinking in your head that says, what I'm about to hear is wrong, or what I'm about to hear is liberal propaganda, or a humanist worldview, or anti-Christian dogma. Words like diversity, equity, inclusion. And shame on me that I should have impulsively thought, you know what? This must be coming from some woman high up in the corporate ladder at State Street Global Advisors. Because something, it's this feminizing idea. And sure enough, as I'm reading along the article, it says this. Quote, this is now front and central for State Street. It's on every senior executive scorecard, said who? Jess McNicholas, the company's head of inclusion, diversity, and corporate citizenship. So the exact same thing going on in the Marine Corps is going on at this financial company being spearheaded by a woman, and they're injecting feminism and anti-masculinity into their corporate hiring scheme, and not just that, racism, because you can't hire white men at all anymore. And again, I want you to understand, that is veiled. They're not actually ultimately racist or, they do hate men. That is ingrained in our sinful nature, is that women fight against and rail against the authority of man. But this whole white man can't hire them is a charade. It's a facade for what it ultimately is anti-Christianity. Because in their minds, now they're not right about this, but in their minds, white men epitomize and encapsulate and represent Christianity. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, the great scourge of the earth, who oppressed everyone for the last 300-400 years. So that's ultimately, it's an attack on Christianity. And they're wrong. Whiteness is not Christianity. That's what we've been screaming. Christianity is Christianity. But this is the target, because this, in their minds, is the way to erase Christian influence. It's all the white men. Totally misguided, totally racist in their view of what Christianity is. Incidentally, the article goes on, a quick trip to the company website reveals this front and center. Here's on the company website. Focus on climate change. Oh, would you look at that? It all goes hand in hand. So the same company, financial company, that's saying you can't hire white men has a climate change obsession. It says this on their website. The decisions and goals coming out of COP26, that's this ludicrous Glasgow, Scotland climate summit they just had over in Europe. The decisions will likely impact investment opportunities and risks for the foreseeable future. Our climate compendium. What is a climate compendium? And why do you have one? This is like Puff the Magic Dragon. This climate thing is completely fake. And you have companies creating climate compendiums. I don't even know what that is. The climate compendium offers insights and research on ESG trends and climate-related investment opportunities to help you navigate investing in an era of climate change. I'm trying to come up on the spot with a good analogy. This is like having a compendium to give you insight on investing in an era of alien invasion or the apocalypse of unicorns. This is not real. The fairies are not invading the earth. They're not taking over the planet. But in these people's minds, these fairy tales have come to life in a monstrous form. All right, let's go on. California, I mentioned last week, at Daily Wire, plans to inject, quote, social justice into high school math. And that's been on hold after there was a backlash. How do you put social justice into math? Apparently, mathematics, the traditional way of doing mathematics, is racist. Apparently, hard work is racist. Merit is racist. Earning something is racist. We talked about this last week. The left takes virtue, spins it as the characteristic of and tools of the oppressors, and in that way convinces or persuades people in some quote-unquote minority cohort to reject universal virtue and Christian virtue, because why would they hold to it, something like hard work and merit, because that is the tools and the characteristics of their oppressors. So the left successfully gets human souls to reject universal virtue through this evil persuasion that it isn't universal virtue, it's just from their overlords. And people spiral downward into vice and misery because they personally give up any commitment to these virtues because, well, it's white virtue. This is so deceptive and wrong. The proposed framework would, in effect, the article says, demathematize math. The guidelines, which would advise the state's public schools and school administrators, would discourage, so the social justice and math in California would discourage the concept of gifted students while injecting social justice issues such as gender theory and inequality into coursework. How do you get gender theory and inequality on race issues into math? And you have to get rid of gifted students. That's what I'm talking about. Get rid of merit-based. That hurts everybody. That hurts a gifted black kid, a gifted Hispanic kid, a gifted white kid. Or are they saying that there are no gifted black and Hispanic kids? They're the racists. Why would you hurt gifted kids when any kid of any color might be gifted? Post-millennial. Pelosi is now... Okay, well, let's do this first. Fox News. Pelosi warns of climate change dangers for women. That's right. So not only is climate change a problem, but it's targeting women. The UN says, and why does anybody care what the UN says? The UN says women are more vulnerable to climate change due to social, economic, and cultural factors. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a Democratic congressional delegation at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow, Scotland on Tuesday. Do these people have nothing better to do than to use our tax dollars, burn up fossil fuel, to go to a worldwide climate summit when everything in the world is falling apart except the climate? Climate's fine, but they're all going over there to discuss this. She said women around the world are more exposed to climate change's negative impact. Really, are they breathing different air? It's a threat multiplier that amplifies and accelerates existing inequities, she said during Gender Day at the summit, according to the New York Times. 80% of people displaced by climate change globally are women. What? It's absurd. It's just a way to fuel more feminist socialist ideology, the overturning of Western values. You know, also, when did this switch happen? Inequality to inequity, equality to equity. That's, if you're on the left and you're really woke, you don't say equality anymore. It's equity. You don't say inequality anymore. You say inequity. Listen to the buzzwords. And I don't even know why. They come up with new words to fill in their new slogans to push new iterations, reiterations of the same old stale philosophies and dogma. We're going to pause there. We'll pick up more tomorrow because there's more to talk about, especially in the area of climate change. Wait till you hear some of the net results of this stupid Glasgow, Scotland climate meeting. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Everything the left does is targeted at deconstructing Christian law, ethics, and the Christian consensus in Western civilization. Nothing is as it seems on the surface, but the target is always the same thing. That's why I share these news stories. See the left for who they are.